Okay, shalom everybody. Rav Kook, as usual, chooses a very interesting topic for today. As you see, the heading, Should Jews Be Proud of Einstein, Freud, and Bob Dylan? You could add on Leon Trotsky and Gloria Steinem and a lot of different levels of Jewish contributions to mankind, especially over the last 150 years since the Jews started leaving the shtetl. And let's get right into it. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Menta Tamud Bet, is discussing, quick review of what we did last time. We saw that there are, the Gemara asks, where do we get the idea of having 39 malachot, 39 forbidden labors, to do on Shabbat? And one is based on the Mishkan, and we learned about that in depth. And the second opinion is that the word milacha appears 39 times in the Torah. Now, that includes all different types of melacha. Also, melechet the Mishkan, also the melacha of Yaakov and Esav. And, but what really is interesting is the Gemara says, by Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a question. Vayavo habaita lasot milachto. It says that Yosef, when he was in charge of the workers in Beit Potiphar, in Potiphar's house, it says that he came into the house to do his work. As the Gemara, miminyanahu olo. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that it's really based on two different opinions. Whether Yosef came into the house to do his work, and accordingly, that would be considered a work, which a labor from which we would learn the laws of Shabbat. But the second opinion is that, Tzvia, can you mute everyone? Yeah, let me try muting them. Here we go. Okay. So the second opinion is that Yosef went to have an affair with Potiphar's wife, and melacha is a clean way of saying it. Now, according to this, would this be something that the rabbis would learn the melachot of Shabbat from? Being that Yosef, even though, thank God, he changed his mind, and he didn't do anything with Potiphar's wife, but according to this opinion, Yosef had in mind to sin with Potiphar's wife, and that's what he went in to do. And the question is, how could this terrible sin of, even if she's not Jewish, right, a married woman, Yosef, how could we learn the laws of Shabbat from such an issue? So Rav Kook takes the issue from the horns, and he deals with it. Let us see Rav Kook, source number two. Okay. Here we go. HaShabbat koneset letocha et otzar agadol shel Knesset Yisrael. Rav Kook is doing a sort of play on words that Knesset Yisrael, the ingathering of the Jewish people, that includes a lot of different things. And Shabbat includes a lot of different things. So Shabbat koneset letocha et otzar agadol, all of the great treasures, all of the treasures in the history of the Jewish people are included in Shabbat. Anything that Am Yisrael, anything that the Jewish people did as a nation or as individuals. As a nation, obviously, most of the things that we did are good, right? We brought prophecy to mankind. We brought the Ten Commandments to mankind. We brought a lot of morality to mankind. Monotheism we brought to mankind. But also the details of each and every Jew, every Einstein that came to the Jewish people, that is part of Knesset Yisrael. And everything that the Jewish people do, even as individuals, is included in the gathering of the treasure of Knesset Yisrael. Ligmorta binyana gadol ba'ada uba'ad hakol. In order to perfect the Jewish nation, in order to improve mankind, anything that has to deal with the Jewish people is included in the treasure of the Jewish people, which, I'll just foreshadow a drop, Shabbat is out to fix, to perfect. Paragraph Bet. Omnam, Rabot Pazra Knesset Yisrael Kochotea Lavarim Shonim. Am Yisrael spread out our talents in many, many different directions throughout Jewish history. Ki rabim mibaneh hitgalgalu la'avod b'mivchar kishronoteihem avodot lezarim. Many great Jewish people did great accomplishments for the non-Jewish world. The Rambam was the physician of Saladin. We know that Josephus was considered the greatest of historians of his time. And even what was the name of the commentator who is down in Egypt, who has commentaries on the Torah, begins with a Fe, who am I thinking of? His name slipped me. What?
What's the question? What commentator?
He was a Jewish, he was sort of an assimilated Jew in Egypt.
Oh,
I forgot his name. Yitru kramim velo karma shela. Rav Kook here is relating to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that I brought for you in source number 3, where Bnei Imi Nacharubi, my brothers, were derided me, Samuni notera etakramim. My brothers took their little sister and put her to guard the vineyards of others. Karmi sheli lo natarti. And I did not guard my own vineyard. In other words, Rav Kook is saying is that there are certain places, now especially after the emancipation, where Jews became leaders of the socialist movement. Right, Karl Marx was Jewish. Leon Trotsky was Jewish. Afterwards, more close to our day, the leaders of the feminist movement, Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan, were Jewish. The leaders of the hippie movement, Abby Hoffman, was Jewish. The leaders of the socialist unions were Jewish. The leading comedians were Jewish. 22% of the Nobel Prize winners are Jewish. So the question, and now Rav Kook is, that is the question that he is relating to. How should we relate to Jews who invested their efforts and their contributions to mankind outside of the Jewish people? Va'al ze yesh ladun harbe. We have to examine this a lot, and I'll already foreshadow, Rav Kook here does not come to a clear maskana. He doesn't come here to a clear outcome, although in other places, as we'll see, he does. Continues Rav Kook, Im bichlalut mesechet ha-cheshbon ha-mekubatz yalu gamken ele ha-vodot ha-pratiyot. All of these individual things that individuals did to help mankind, like Joseph, in a foreign nation. And some of them also, parenthetically, Joseph's action that we're talking about, to do a melacha, to have an affair with Potiphar's wife is definitely not a positive action. Nevertheless, there are those that say that we learn the melachot of Shabbat from such an action. Asher nevdu al admat nechar uba'ad b'nei nechar. Gam ken lichalil b'chlalut avodah shel Knesset Yisrael. Are such actions also considered part of the historic treasure of the Jewish people? Ki iyashar klal shelo tia avodat ben Yisrael chatuma b'chotam shel haknesia b'chlala. Va'af im esibot nishtala al adama zara. If the Jewish person, if any Jewish individual did contribute something important to mankind, how can we not include this in the Jewish contribution to mankind, the contribution of the chosen people? Ve'af im misibot nishtala al adama zara, and even if the Rambam was serving a foreign king, and the Abarbanel was serving a foreign king, misham ta'alev etatzitz tzitz litztaref lema sheyeh ra'uy letzirufa. Eventually, just like Shabbat, as we learned last time, the role of Shabbat is to take all of the melacha, all creativity, and raise it to a higher level, especially in a period of Yom Shekulo Shabbat, and a day where the world to come is called a Yom Shekulo Shabbat, 60 times as much as Shabbat is today. Are all of the individual contributions of, you know what, Sigmund Freud. A lot of what Sigmund Freud had to say is against Judaism. Is that also considered part of the Jewish treasure that will be raised in the future as a sign that, hey, this is one of the things that the Jewish people gave to mankind, or not? Paragraph Gimel. Ubaasir hasigim vahabdilim asher nidbeku bekirba. These certain points, that after they are purified from the dirt, again, Freud very clearly has dirt in it, tikanez gam avodah yisraelit shitnakra harbe betochnita klalit lakachat chevel betuudat shalvat olamim vamnucha elyona. Eventually, according to this first opinion, that we do learn the labors of Shabbat from all malachot, even Joseph's malacha, when he was going to sin with Eshet Potiphar, that malacha, it will also be elevated by the holiness of Shabbat, she'inchal Yisrael la'atzmo u'lichlau kulo, that the day will come that Israel will inherit this goodness and will bring this goodness to all of mankind, ayedei brit el Elohei olam asher imanu, through the covenant of God, the eternal God, with the Jewish people. That is one possibility, that every aspect of Jewish contribution to mankind, whether it be in the sciences, whether it be in literature, whether it be in psychology, maybe even Elvis Presley, who apparently his mother was Jewish. Obviously, the negative aspects of Elvis Presley will not be around, but his contribution to world music, according to this opinion, will be purified in the future by the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, because this is part of the melacha of the Jewish labors over history. Oh, on the other hand, the Gemara raises a second opinion in paragraph Dalid. The Gemara raises the opinion, what's the second opinion? That we cannot learn from Joseph's wanting to sin with the wife of Potiphar, that we will not learn from there the 39 melachot of Shabbat. Again, we'll talk about next time, so what are we going to do? In place of that melacha, there will come another melacha. But for our purposes tonight, we see that there are two opinions. Whether you learn the laws of Shabbat from Joseph's melacha, where he comes to sin. Paragraph Dalad, and this is the second side of the coin. O ulai yeshnan avodot ke'ele. Maybe there are certain works. She'af al pi shemidei banenu yatsu, that even though they came out from our children, the Jewish people, aval kevan sheyad ha'avdut naga bahen, but because they are totsaot, are outcomes of our slavery. You see what Rav Kook is doing? Joseph was a slave in Egypt, and we know that kemaaseh eretz Mitzrayim lo ta'asu, Egypt represents the most lewd society, and according to the opinion that Joseph really came to sin with the wife of Potiphar, that hashpa'ah, that negative influence that such a Jew, again, like Freud, like Elvis Presley, negative things, that cannot be counted as something that will be purified by Shabbat. Ulai kol kach nitnakru lanu, maybe such examples are so foreign to the Jewish people, maybe they just cannot. Certain things are just essentially bad. And even if they come from Jewish people, you just can't purify them, according to this opinion. Sometimes the way to improve gold is to get rid of the negative things. In other words, not to raise the negative things, but simply to get rid of them. Ken teitzea te'udai o yona shel amenucha v'kdusha el hapoal. So that when the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, Shabbat comes in its full force in the ideal world, kishelo yasu roshem elu avodot shal yedei ola avdut azara nitnakru mimkoran mekor Yisrael. According to the second opinion, these foreign ideas, that even if they were raised by Jews, they will not be purified eventually by Shabbat. And that is why, according to the second opinion of the Gemara, we do not count really negative things as the word milacha, which will be raised by Shabbat. Yosef nikra al shem klal Yisrael. Hare Joseph is likened and is even called by the people of Israel, right? In Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, chapter 31, the people of Israel are called Joseph, the sons of Rachel, Shomron. Shenikru'u hema gamken al shmo nohag ketzon Yosef. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that the Jewish people are like shepherded, like the tzon, like the herd of Joseph. In other words, we see, and there are other places as well, that the Jewish people are called Joseph. Now remember, Joseph, yes, he spoke the Egyptian language. He dressed like an Egyptian, so his brothers didn't recognize him. But inside, he was Yosef HaTzadik. He was Yosef the righteous. Be'et le'eved nimkar Yosef, he flee pa'alim be'emunat levav la'dono. He made a kiddush Hashem when he said God's name to Potiphar, and he ran things properly in Potiphar's house. When they're positive things, yes, Joseph's name is on them. Im ele avodot yitzdarfu gam hen lechonen le'umat hechsher amenucha. Zoti sheila ma'anyenet ma'od. Again, Rav Kook says for the second time, this is a very interesting question. What is the place of these Jewish contributions which have a problematic side to them? Now, we're not going to talk about Jews like Hugh Hefner, who really had a terribly problematic side. Even though Rav Kook is explaining the Gemara in Shabbat as talking about Yosef, who was going to do a sin with Eshet Potiphar. The question is, Okay, so Rav Kook raises both aspects. And what is his decision? So it's important to mention in this context a famous Ramban in source number 5, in Sefer Dvarim Perek Kavchet, Pasuk Membet, where the Ramban writes, Aval acharei heyotenu begalut b'artzot oyvenu, when the Jewish people are in the lands of exile, in the lands of our enemies, lo nitkalelu ma'asei yadenu, Hashem did not allow us to be cursed, even when we were punished and kicked out of the land of Israel, and we were hated by the Gentiles. God kept his covenant with us and did not let the Jews be cursed. In other words, the Jews were extremely, extremely successful wherever we were in the exile. We mentioned before the Abarbanel, who was the Sar Ha'otzar, the Minister of Treasury in Spain or Portugal. Velo alfenu va'ashtarot sonenu, velo charmenu v'zeitenu, va'asher nizra basadeh. God did not let the curse the Jewish economy and our fields and our fruit, even when we were in exile. Aval anachnu ba'aretzot, to the contrary, when we were ba'aretzot kishar amin yoshvei aretz ahi, when we were living among the Egyptians or the Romans or the Greeks, we were just like them. O betov mehem shirachamav aleinu, we were even more successful. The Jews were always relatively upper class wherever we went. And apparently, I mentioned before my father-in-law, when I asked him how he explains the Polish anti-Semitism that he witnessed, he said that the Poles were always very jealous of how the Jews were so successful. And the Rabban says, Ki yeshivatenu begaluti bavtacha, when God promises us that, yes, if we sin, he's going to send us to exile, but he also promised us in Vayikra 26, Va'av gamzot biotam be'eretz oyvehem, lo ma'astim ve'lo ge'altim l'chalotam la'fer briti itam ki ani Hashem Elohim. That the success of the Jews in the foreign lands, whether it be as doctors, as treasurers, or, as we said before, in the sciences, right? Modern physics, modern psychology, music. The Ramban says that is a bracha, that God bless the Jews, that we will always be successful. And this is seen in a positive light. An additional point. In source number 6, and this is something that we mentioned in the past, Rav Kook was asked by his son Rav Tzvi Yehuda, who was on a boat in Europe. He was stuck there for a while during World War I and a little afterwards. And he told his father a story of an Austrian ship captain. He was on a big ship. And an English ship approached the German ship, the Austrian ship, from the other direction. And everyone was oohing and aahing the English ship, which was so much bigger and more impressive than the Austrian ship, until the captain of the Austrian ship says, what, you think this English ship is great? We in Austria, we have even much greater ships. And he started talking about how great the Austrian people and the Austrian culture and the Austrian ships are. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda asked his father, Rav Kook, what should we make of this secular patriotism, that this Austrian is proud of his Austrian ships? And Rav Kook writes, I wrote here for anybody wants to see the question in its entirety, the source of the question, Rav Kook answers in Igrot HaRe'iya Bet, Amud Resh Bezayin, Hakin'ah ha'le'umit asher orarta aleha, the zealousness of patriotism that you mentioned, that you were impressed of this Austrian's patriotism, vilamata otamia Austri, from this Austrian, gamhi ish kodeshi betiv'a shel haneshama habria vateora kvua. A healthy person is proud of his nation. A healthy Austrian is proud of the Austrian nation. A healthy American is proud of the American nation and their contributions to mankind. And kal vachomer, how much more so, a healthy Jew is patriotic and is proud of Jewish accomplishments. Right? I think anybody who's proud of their Judaism, when a Jew wins a Nobel Prize, or even when a Jew wins a medal in the Olympics, my children know to call me, and they know that I get misty and emotional when I see the Israeli flag being raised and the whole world is listening to the Hatikva. Whenever a Jew succeeds at something, even if it's not the greatest ideal, even if it is just inventing the cherry tomato, or Israeli weapons, or Israeli agriculture, or even a Jew in Chutz La'aretz who is winning a Nobel Prize in the name of America, Jews should be proud. Kal vachomer, how much more so when he's doing it in the name of the Jewish people, of the state of Israel. And especially the agriculture of Israel is holy, as we've learned in the past. And the culture of Israel is holy, as we've seen in the past. And the science of Israel, and anything that has to do with the state of Israel, obviously is holy. But even if a Jew is winning gold medals for another nation, Rav Kook is saying there is what to be proud of. That is a healthy, godly, natural reaction. When your brother wins a prize, you should be proud of your brother. And so too it should be of anything that has to deal with the Jewish people. Similarly, Rav Kook in Source 7 in Ginzei Re'iyah, when he's talking about, he's writing a letter to Rabbi Adler, who was the chief rabbi of England, and it was an anti-Zionist. And Rav Kook is answering him, Ezer ra'ayat sarich al zeh shira'ui lehov et klal Yisrael. What proof does one need that we should love the Jewish nation? Ulishtadel b'takanato, that we should try and improve and fix the Jewish nation, uchvodo, and we should want for the honor of the Jewish nation, kafi avshari, as much as possible. Right, that's a tefillah we say in the Yamim Noraim and the High Holidays. Uvechen ten kavod Hashem le'amecha. God, give honor to the Jewish people. And we mentioned in the past that the name, original name of the Kuzari, of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, is a Sefer Laganata Dat HaMushpelet VaBezuya, the book in defense of the lowly and downtrodden religion. It's a Chilul Hashem when the Jews are downtrodden. When the Goyim say, Aye Hashem Elokechem, Jew, where's your God? And that is Rav Kook is saying, conversely, any Jew who loves the Jewish people does not need any proofs to support Zionism. Anything that helps Am Yisrael and raises the honor of Am Yisrael, that is something positive, that should be the most natural thing in the world. And just like a Frenchman is proud of the French achievements, Rav Kook is saying, how can a Jew, a member of the chosen people, not be proud of the Jewish achievements and Jewish honor, even if it's not in the most important topic in the world? Rav Kook goes on to say in source number 8, Malat Yisrael lo biglal brit shechartu im Hashem, ki im teva nishmatam, that the greatness of Israel is not because God made a covenant with us. But that is our essence. When the Jewish people are called Am Chacham V'Navon V'Goy Gadol, a smart, intelligent nation, that's written in the Torah, that the Jews are meant to express their smartness. And by the way, when you see a great Jewish professor, you're supposed to make a bracha. There are even those that say that you should make the bracha she, when, you know, let's just see it in source number 4. The Talmud Bavli, Masechta Brachot, Daf Nun Chet, Tanu Rabbanan is brought down the halacha, Haro'eh Chachmei Yisrael, whoever sees the wise people of Israel, Torah scholars, Omer Baruch Shechalak Michochmado Li'Re'av, he should say the bracha, blessed be God, who divided his wisdom to those who fear him. In other words, the Jewish people are those who fear God, and God divided his wisdom to his people. Shared his wisdom is a better translation. Shechalak michochmato lireyav. What if a person sees...
Imparted.
Okay.
Because it has part in it.
Oh, yafeh. What about if one sees a world-class scientist, and he's non-Jewish, a Gentile? V'chochmei umot olam, omer baruch shenatan michochmato libasar vadam. We bless God that he gave his wisdom to human beings. Now, there is a discussion among the poskim. What if a person sees a Jew who is a great scientist? Is he considered lireyav, or is he considered lebasar vadam? You definitely have to make a bracha, because he at least is a human being, and God gave his wisdom to even this secular Jew. But what Rav Kook is telling us is that all Jews have a natural, innately essential godliness in their soul, whether they be religious or whether they not be religious. Similar in source number 9, Rav Kook writes, Va'anachnu yesh lanu imo brit kruta be'ala uvishvua. We have a covenant with God, brit melach olam, just like salt lasts as if it were forever. So too the covenant of the Jewish nation with God lasts forever. Hashomer al ruach Yisrael v'nitzcho, who is always watching over the spirit of Israel and our eternity. Ve'otot yeshnam beino uvenenu ve'otot lo ya'avru mi'itanu. The signs that we constantly see will never leave us. Lo ya'avru mipnimiyutenu. The godliness will never leave the Jewish soul. Me'etzem havayatenu. Because that is part of our essence. In other words, even Sigmund Freud has, even if some of his wisdom may be against Jewish philosophy, right, where he blows certain ideas way out of proportion, nevertheless, essentially, he has godliness. Ot brit kodesh asher bivsarenu ot olamu. And just like God made the circumcision as an eternal covenant, which you can't change, v'gam orle Yisrael nikrim molim. And even more than that, the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim says that even if a Jew is uncircumcised, he is called circumcised, because his neshama, his soul, is circumcised. Even if a Jew doesn't observe Shabbat, he is called Shabbat, because that is part of the Jew's essentialness. Mipnei shekoach habrit hareyu munach ba'atzmiyutenu. It is inside our soul. Ubishvil kach lo to'il kol ishtamtut kol hitnakrut. Notice these are the same words that Rav Kook is raising for debate in our Gemara. It says it will not help, even if a Jew is totally influenced by the Gentiles, gam im ad hadiyota tachtona yereda yored b'murad, even if he sinks to the deepest, lowest level, lo yuchal lachlif et oro. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. He can't change himself et gufo, ve, how much more so, et nafsho. In other words, the Jewish people have this essential goodness that is part of our being. And even if we sin sometimes, Rav Kook is raising here tonight the possibility that even those ideas that Jews raise as part of a non-Jewish society, and even if it's a sin, like he's learning from Joseph, who according to this opinion is davka going to do a sin with Potiphar's wife, even if in the end he doesn't do it, we do learn the melacha of Shabbat, according to the first opinion, from this issue. To summarize, apparently, yes, Rav Kook is debating the issue, but later on in his later writings, apparently, Rav Kook is siding with the big chidush that we have here. that even Jews, who are the heads of the feminist movement with all of its problematicness and goodness, and Jews who are part of the music industry or the Hollywood industry with all of the problems that that raises, the day will come where the Jewish creativity which Hashem gave us, that will be raised to the level of Shabbat. Just like Shabbat raises all melacha, so too Rav Kook apparently is saying that yes, even Elvis Presley and Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan and even the problematic writings of Freud, nevertheless, Freud did contribute to the world, and Einstein definitely contributed to the world, and how much more so a proud Jew should always be proud of Jewish people. Obviously, if it's something negative, we disagree. And Latid Lavo in the future, the negative will be cleansed. Nevertheless, it's a healthy patriotic spirit for a Jew to be proud of the state of Israel and of the Hesagim, the achievements of each and every Jew, even if he is doing it as part of a Gentile culture and society. There's a pretty big chidush here.